Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the newsroom, I'm Charles Collins. Pope Benedict on Wednesday appealed for the leaders of the G8 countries not to retreat from their promises to make a substantial increase in development aid in favor of the most needy populations, especially those of the African continent. The G8, made up of the 7 leading industrialized countries and Russia, began meeting today in Germany.
Comincio con un appello. Oggi è iniziato a Heiligendamm, Germania.
In his appeal, the Pope made special mention of one of the Millennium Goals, to achieve universal primary education. He also reminded the G8 leaders that the Catholic Church has always been at the forefront in the field of education, reaching places particularly in the poorest countries that state structures often fail to reach. He said this should be recognized when governments and international organizations allocate their own funding. The appeal came during the Pope's weekly general audience in St. Peter's Square. Before making his appeal, he continued his reflections on the early figures of the Church to the crowd of over 30,000 people.
In our catechism, the Fathers of the Early Church, we now turn to St. Cyprian. A convert from paganism, Cyprian became the Bishop of Carthage and guided the Church in Africa through the persecution of the Emperor Decius and its aftermath. He showed firmness and pastoral sensitivity in readmitting, after due penance, those Christians who had lapsed during the persecution, and he worked strenuously for the spiritual and moral renewal of the community. His many writings, closely linked to his ministry as bishop, stress the unity of Christ's Church, founded on Peter, and most perfectly realized in the sacrament of the Eucharist.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.